luggage for Black Friday?
No.
Okay.
I've only been looking at computer parts, bud. Sorry. And stuff for my wife.
Welcome to the Empty Wagon Fantasy Football Podcast. It's Black Friday. I literally told you guys we're going to start recording, and you guys start talking about your Black Friday shopping, which I love, by the way. And we can keep this up all day. Let's talk about it. What are we buying? No, we're here to break down.
I really want some luggage.
Yeah, you need luggage. Everybody needs luggage. You're moving. We got,
I want some.
We got a Sunday and a Monday game that had two offenses going crazy and two teams not even showing up. Because I don't know. Somebody call Green Bay. Somebody call LA. Check on those teams. See if they have a pulse. Let's just check on
them. Imagine if San Francisco had played Baltimore. Oh,
and guess what? They can't flex on this week, which they do play. But
yeah, I know, right? Hey.
So how you all doing? Josh, how's the eyeball? The viewers have been worried.
Well, the scratch is healed, but now there's essentially a scab on my eye. So every time that I blink, it causes me quite a bit of discomfort. It's very unfortunate.
And I fix this problem for you. Just don't blink.
Yeah, don't blink.
Yeah.
Yeah, that doesn't work.
No, tape your eyelid open. Yeah. I see it all the time.
No, you should have seen the doctor trying to put a contact in my eye. I have ridiculously strong eyelids, and he was like, come on, you can do it. You can do it. Everyone was talking to me like I was a child at the dentist just getting a cleaning. Come on, you can do it.
I mean, it's fitting, more or less.
Ayo. So.
I am a child.
All right, Eric. All right. How's this computer bill going? You going to get it the Black Friday special?
I hope I get some deals. Otherwise, I'm going to spend about $2,800 on this build. But it's going to be so nice. I'm not going to have to upgrade for like 7 years. It's going to be super good.
You don't want to put that kid in your kid's college fund?
That's already taken care of. Don't you worry about that, bud.
Hey, yeah.
Dang, you're good. You're good, dude. My kid's got
a college fund. It's called Powerball every week. All right, boys.
Bingo.
Called student loans, just like mine. Enjoy crippling debt. Sucks.
All right, let's get to the Sunday night game. Let's get to Packers Niners. Green Bay.
Do we have to?
Green Bay 8, 49ers 37. We're going to talk about the Green Bay side real quick because Aaron Rodgers threw one touchdown pass, threw it to Devontae Adams. They got a 2-point conversion. That was the only offense of the night. Blah. Uh-huh. Are you guys worried about this Packers offense, or is this the Niners defense?
The Packers defense does not look good, or Packers offense, excuse me, hasn't looked good in a couple weeks. So I'm starting to get worried. Yeah,
Josh. You own a lot of Aaron Jones. How are you feeling?
Yeah, I'm kind of with Eric there. I mean, Aaron Rodgers is starting to look pedestrian again, and this is a problem. I mean, he got Devontae Adams back, so now he has eyes for no one else, and that's a problem.
Well, he has
this
eyes.
Is
he has eyes
mediocre
for
at best.
Jamal Williams, who got 8 targets, caught 7 of them for 35 yards, which doesn't sound great. But when you look at Devontae Adams, 7 receptions for 43 yards. Woof.
Oh,
yeah. And that
he looks at Devontae Adams the way that Baby Yoda looks at Mandalorian, so.
Hey, yo.
Nice. Good pop culture reference there. Good times.
Boom.
Yeah, but the defense just isn't carrying them like they were. They're not getting off the field and giving them more opportunities to score. So Rodgers with the limited opportunities and Jones with the limited opportunities, they're just not getting it done. It's ugly.
Now, on the other side of the ball, we had the 49ers just blowing up. We had Jimmy Garoppolo only attempted 20 passes, completed 14 of them, got 2 touchdowns for 253 yards. 6 of those 14 completions went to George Kittle for 129 yards and a touchdown. George Kittle is back. And have you heard what the teammates have been calling him? Because when he was on the sideline up in the booth, the cameras shot to him so much. Do you know what the team was calling him? They were calling him Jerry Jones.
That's funny. I like that. That's a good time. That's a good one.
Uh-oh. Somebody's got a kid.
Well, Jerry Jones has his own problems right now. He doesn't need to worry about George Kittle.
No, yeah, it's Jerry's just the teammates calling him George Kittle. I thought it was funny.
It is funny.
But Emmanuel Sanders was out there. I don't think he was healthy. He only had 1 target, 1 catch for 15 yards. Debo only had 2 targets, but he got 50 yards and a touchdown because he took one the distance.
Which is good. I'm glad that whenever we did our preview, I talked about this and I said, if Kittle's out there, you don't really want to play Debo or Emmanuel Sanders because I don't think Emmanuel Sanders is healthy. Debo got lucky, got the touchdown, but it was sheer luck.
Okay. And then the running back situation, both of them, so Raheem Mostert and Tevin Coleman got the majority of the work. Neither one of them got a lot of yards. They're both under 50 yards. And both of them got touchdowns, though. What are you guys doing with 49er running backs? You're starting them, right, Tevin Coleman, every week?
Yes.
Yeah. Just because he's going to get the majority of the work, and he's probably going to get work at the goal line.
And we kind of alluded to it. 49ers defense is really good, but they're really playing Lamar Jackson this week. Are you starting the 49ers defense this week against Lamar Jackson?
No. Probably not.
Hell no.
Not coming off a 5-touchdown game. Absolutely no.
Speaking of Lamar Jackson and 5-touchdown games, let's just segue on over. Lamar Jackson attempts the same amount of passes as Jimmy Garoppolo, but only for 169 yards, but does get 5 touchdowns. He also runs for 95 yards. Did you know no team has averaged 200 yards passing and 200 yards rushing in NFL history?
No, didn't know that.
Do you know the Baltimore Ravens are averaging over 200 yards running and 200 yards passing?
I do now.
You guys are welcome.
Well, no one's really done what Lamar Jackson has done. So
nope. I mean, even RG3 said, I'll throw for 39 yards on one completion to keep that 200 alive.
Yeah, well, it's not like Lamar needed to be out there anymore.
Mm-mm. All right, we had another great Mark Ingram game. 15 carries, 111 yards, and a touchdown. And he also got a pass for 7 yards and another receiving touchdown. So it's 3 touchdowns for Mark Ingram. This is supposed to be a good Rams run defense, and they just ran all over them.
Yeah, this offense looks ridiculous right now.
Yeah, I feel bad for the Rams defense because they have good personnel, and I think they are good if they can stay fresh. The problem is their offense can't stay on the field, and they're gassed by the midway through the third quarter. Like, you're going to do whatever you want for the last quarter and a half of that game. So
this was a top five defense. I mean, the Ravens have played top five defenses 3 out of the last 5 weeks, and they've made all of them look foolish.
Well, I think a lot of it is foolish. Defenses don't know how to scheme for Lamar Jackson. Because it's easy to be a good run defense when you can say, all right, the running back gets the ball, stop him. If the quarterback runs, we can get him. But Lamar Jackson is now officially the fastest player ever in Madden with a 96 speed score.
Faster than Michael Vick. Over Tyreek Hill?
No, quarterback. Sorry, quarterback.
Oh, okay. I was like, what?
Sorry, he's the fastest quarterback ever. Even Michael Vick's years, when Michael Vick was a cheat code. He has a higher.
He wasn't a 99 back in the day.
No, his acceleration, I think, is still higher than Lamar Jackson's, which made him great because he got that burst really quick.
Yeah, whatever. You got around. If you hit the edge with him, you're gone. Bye.
Yep.
He ain't no Bo Jackson Tecmo Bowl, though.
Mm-hmm. All right. I want to talk about Hollywood Brown real quick. He got 2 more touchdowns for 42 yards, five receptions. He has 6 touchdowns on the year. You want to know all 6 of those touchdowns have in common, other than Ayers Cat?
What do they have in common, Brad?
They are all on the road.
Ooh.
Every one of his touchdown receptions have been on the road. He has 0 touchdowns in his rookie year, obviously, at home. And they're at home this week.
Hmm.
Something to think about.
Big bucks. Good info.
Oh, I'm coming in here hot, boys. Waited an extra day, got some more info.
Sure did, bud.
And Eric's getting a tail to the
face.
Good
job.
Damn animal. Get out of here.
Mark Andrews does kind of disappoints for tight ends with games that we had. Willie Snead getting 2 touchdowns really throws everybody for a loop.
That'll do it.
Yeah, you can't pick a can't pick them. Don't know who's going to be the big boy that week.
I know who's not going to be the big boy, and that's Jared Goff. Let's just talk about good old Jared Goff. He throws the ball 37 times for only 212 yards and 2 interceptions. If you count fantasy points wise, he almost had as many interceptions as fantasy points because he had 4 fantasy points.
Mm-hmm.
not looking good.
That's great.
Then Todd Gurley.
Solid numbers.
Todd Gurley. You know what, Todd? We're going to give you 6 carries for 22 yards. And you had a 15-yard run in there.
Dude, it like Todd Gurley, he was out of the game plan in the first quarter. Like, there's nothing you can do about that.
Yes, you can. Yes, you can. You continue to run the ball.
There was no, they had to throw it just to try and keep up. And Jared Goff with that old Peyton Manning noodle arm,
you
can't do anything.
Because, well, man, they were talking about play action passing with Jared Goff. On the Sunday night game, Jimmy Garoppolo had a perfect passer rating, did not have an incompletion on play action passing. Jared Goff's not a good quarterback. He needs a play action. You need to establish a run. If you're down by 3 touchdowns, establish a run. Because he's proven throughout the years, he can throw the ball 52 times. He's not leading you back to victory.
But Brad, he got paid all that money. He must be a top quarterback.
Yes, Elvis Gerbach got paid a lot of money too by the Ravens.
That doesn't mean he's good. It just means he's a starter somewhere. Stafford's been getting paid
Matt
for years.
Matt Flynn got paid a lot of money by the Seahawks.
Yeah.
Let's keep talking about people who got paid money.
Tony Romo got paid. He didn't win nothing.
Dak Prescott's about to get paid.
Yeah, I'm going to be real sad about it too.
All right, Robert Woods, Brandon Cooks, and Cooper Kupp were all active. Robert Woods had a okay PPR game because he had 6 receptions for 97 yards. Cooper Kupp had 6 receptions for 35 yards. Cooper Kupp's becoming almost as annoying as Eric's cat is to him right now. What's more annoying to you right now? Cooper Kupp, this Rams offense, or your cat?
The Rams offense, because I have Cooper Kupp in 2 leagues, and he is killing me week to week right now. He's about to make the dead to me list if he gives me another 4-point performance this week. So
they play the Cardinals. So if they can't do it this week,
right?
I had to pick between Brandon Cooks and Robert Woods, and I went Woods because I felt like it was a safer option. And my gosh, do I feel like I got away with one there?
Yeah, you did. But going back to what Brad was saying, even if you're down by 2 scores or 3 scores, if you run the ball, you limit the amount of touches the other offense is going to get. So maybe you have a shot at coming back. Maybe Gurley takes one of the house for you. Who knows? Or maybe Daryl Henderson can get in the action.
So
do something.
Brandon Cooks was back. Brandon Cooks did not look as fast as he usually does. Humphreys was hanging with him on a couple deep fly routes. He didn't get the separation that he usually gets when he runs those fly routes.
Brandon Cooks probably doesn't know what direction he's actually running right now.
Yeah, poor.
He should probably not be playing still.
All right, Gerald Everett, though, 2 for 23. He also, I don't know if you guys saw the picture of his knee bending backwards like Willis McGahee. Ooh. Yeah.
I remember watching that game live.
Me too. Yeah, the Willis McGahee, yep. Where he looks like one of the grasshoppers from A Bug's Life.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He's probably fine.
No, but he is officially questionable with a knee and not practicing, so he
just
might not be out there. Just questionable. I mean, we have a questionable offensive game plan.
Expect a downgrade to doubtful by the end of the week, I would imagine.
All right. Anything else you guys want to talk about these games? Rams players, with people off on a bye, are you looking somewhere else? They're playing Arizona.
I'm hoping that the Rams realize, hey, we were trying to save Todd for the playoffs, but now we need to actually make the playoffs. So we're going to hand him the ball like 30 times. And hopefully he gets the work that he deserves and he shows up and does something with it. That's my hope. Shut your dirty mouth.
It makes too much sense. It's not going to happen.
Okie dokie. Makes sense. Don't do it.
It makes sense. Don't do it.
All right. Let's get into these Thanksgiving feast of games here. We got the usual suspects. We got Detroit. We got Dallas. We also have New Orleans and Atlanta. This is a really NFC heavy Thursday. Only one AFC team on the slate. We have the Chicago Bears taking on the Detroit Lions.
Do you see the over-under for this game?
Yeah, 37.
Yeah, 37 points.
Jeff Driscoll versus Mitchell Trubisky. I will say I think Mitchell is the better quarterback of this game.
Are we sure?
Oh, no. Jeff Driscoll is not playing.
Oh, he's not?
No, no, no. He has been benched for David Ball. It's B-L-O-U-G-H. I don't know.
Okay, here, since okay, since that's happening.
David Blah. Blah.
Okay, since that's happening, are you starting any Lion? No teams are on a bye.
Come on. No, come on, get out of here.
No, probably not. No.
No Bo Scarborough. They're just gonna run the ball 40 times and just let him feast.
Well, you can't. It's Chicago.
Yeah, they're not. Yeah. The run defense hasn't been that great.
Yeah, but they're not going to worry about the pass. David Blow isn't even as mobile as Jeff Driskel. So, no, I'm not.
Scarborough might get some check down work, and he's probably going to touch the ball quite a bit. So, he's probably your only option. But I would be extremely nervous to play him.
Okay, I'm not playing anybody. Especially
with no teams on a bye.
Yeah, I'm trying to find another. I'm pivoting from Kenny Golladay, Marvin Jones.
Yes,
Danny Amendola, maybe, if you're thinking about the checkdowns, maybe Danny Amendola.
He does run those short routes out of the slot. It's an option, but hopefully you have better ones.
Yeah. No teams are on a bye. All right, Chicago side of the ball, though. I have a question. This week, would you start Allen Robinson over DeAndre Hopkins? DeAndre Hopkins playing New England. He's getting Stephon Gilmore.
Is Darius Slay still healthy? He was good, right? He's good to go. He's good.
That's tough.
Nuke has the raw talent. Nuke has a better quarterback too, so I'd probably go Nuke.
I'd go Nuke, but it's close, boys. I mean,
yeah, in PPR. In PPR, it's really close. In standard, it's probably a little more Nuke.
Sure. I still like Nuke there. Because Darius Slay is still a very good corner. And Allen Robinson is really the only option on that offense, so. David Montgomery decides to show up this week.
That's what I was going to ask about, is David Montgomery. Josh, David Montgomery, are you starting this week against a bad Detroit rushing defense and probably going to be a game that Chicago should be up in?
See, here's the thing, Dick. A lot of people are no longer on a bye, and you would think that this would be a perfect time to fire up a running back like that. The problem is that it's a Thursday night game. And what should go right on a Thursday game will probably go wrong. So I'm going to start him with zero confidence.
Let me tell you guys a little stat about Matt Patricia in Detroit. Do you know what Matt Patricia's record is against Chicago since he's been at Detroit?
Probably 0-3.
Sorry, it's the other way around. Matt Nagy. Matt Nagy's 3-0 against the Lions. Get that backwards. Had it backwards. Nice. So Matt Nagy has never lost to the Lions. I don't see it happening on Thursday. I don't see it happening on Thanksgiving. I'm okay with David Montgomery this week, especially if maybe you were hoping Damian Williams is going to play, who is not practicing.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Like I said, I think he'll probably be a fine start.
Would you start David Montgomery over an Eagles running, all the Eagles running backs?
Yeah, all of them, the whole lot.
And they're playing the Dolphins, but still, you're like, I don't know what's going to happen there.
No, you can't risk that.
All right. I think it's any Taylor Gabriel work. We doing any of that?
No.
Okay.
He's boom. I wouldn't say no. He's boom or bust. He's a bye week guy, and we're done with those. So.
Okie dokie. Let's move on to the Bills and the Cowboys. We got the 8-3 Bills versus the 6-5 Cowboys. So,
Eric, I got a question.
Go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Are y'all still them boys?
I never say that. It's dumb.
Are y'all still them boys though? Y'all still them boys?
No, we're 6-5. We just got beat by New England. We could have won that game, but again, Dak is not clutch, especially in bad weather. So, go ahead and pay him.
You're blaming this on Dak and not freaking Jason Garrett?
Oh, Jason Garrett should be fired too. But Dak shouldn't get paid either. If he was as good as everybody thinks he is, he would have found a way. Let's see. If it's wet out and you don't like the way your gloves feel, but they actually let you handle the ball, wear the gloves. Come on.
Well, the good news is that division is such hot garbage that you'll probably still win it.
You're probably right. It is hot garbage, and we probably will win it. And then we'll get beat in the first round of the playoffs again.
But y'all somehow still them boys.
No.
Mm-mm. Okay, so let's talk about fantasy wise. You're starting Dak Prescott this week, even though the Bills have a good defense. Are you starting Dak? It's at home. There's no weather concerns.
He's a top five guy, and if you're in a two QB league, you're definitely starting him, and you're probably starting him in just one QB too.
Okay.
Would you start him or Deshaun Watson versus New England? Asking for a friend.
Dak Prescott.
What's the weather like in New England this week?
It's in Houston, so it doesn't matter.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, Deshaun then.
I'm starting Dak. Ooh. I'm starting Dak.
Really?
Yeah, Dak only uses his wide receivers. And all they cover are wide receivers in New England.
We'll see. Yeah, you mean Deshaun is
there, the sorry. Uses yeah, sorry.
Yeah, that's okay.
All backwards.
Okay. I just gotta make some changes to my lineup real quick.
Okay, while you do that, Zeke Elliott's an auto start. Amari Cooper, if he's healthy and he's active, he's starting, right? You're not worried about that just because – okay.
I mean, I'm starting to get a little worried about him because he's had a couple of bad games here right in a row come playoff time. So,
and the Bills do have Tre'Davious White, who is a better corner in the AFC, so who probably will be shadowing him. Now, Michael Gallup. You going Michael Gallup? Wide receiver three. If you're in a three wide receiver league, maybe.
Prior to this New England game, Gallup and Cobb, I thought they were flexes then. I still think they're decent flex options now. So,
Josh, do you agree with that? Mm.
Let's especially get flexible.
Cobb and Gallup? Yeah.
I agree with that. I think Gallup's more of a WR2.
Oh, boy.
He's got the upside of it, but I think – it's just, are you worried about how much they're going to throw the ball?
No.
All right. Josh Allen.
Not worried.
Josh Allen still leads all quarterbacks in rushing touchdowns.
Take that, Lamar.
You guys like Josh Allen?
MVP.
MVP. I do.
Yeah, against this scrub Dallas defense? Yeah, of course.
Devin Singletary. We're not starting Devin Singletary, are we?
Against the scrub Dallas defense, start him all. No, don't start Devin Singletary. Don't do that.
He had 100 yards last week.
I don't care. Don't do that.
You're starting him over the Falcons running backs, though, right?
For sure.
Well, yeah. Yeah, of course. And the Eagles running backs. And the Dolphins running backs.
And so the three teams Buccaneers running backs.
And the Lions running backs. So yeah, you could probably
The Redskins running backs.
I don't know. I might start the juice. I don't know.
Oh, you're crazy.
You're such a man, drinking the Kool-Aid on Darius Geis. And you're probably still hooked on old boy Carry On there.
All right, calm down. So I know you guys like smoke this week. You'll start smoke. Question is revenge game narrative. Cole Beasley coming back to the house that Jerry built. Is he gonna blow up? He called him out when he got there. Cole Beasley coming into house. Love him this week. If you got some Cole, you fire him up.
I heard he's going to drop a new rap album too while he's at it.
He probably will.
It'll probably be better than the game he has. So,
revenge game.
Oh, okay. We'll see what's fire.
We'll see.
He's going to drop them bars, and he's going to drop an L on y'all's forehead.
Boom. Are you starting either one of these defenses?
Yeah, I think.
Go ahead, Josh.
I like Buffalo's defense this week.
Even though going into last week, Dallas had the number one offense in the NFL.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
They're in the house that Jerry built, man. Dallas likes to play at home.
They're right next to the White House.
That doesn't mean anything. Yeah. What are you talking about? The clap on, clap off coach they got? No, I ain't worried about that. Good game.
I'm not a huge fan of either defense. I'm sure there's better matchups you could find out there and stream one.
I got you a defense you could start right here. And this is the New Orleans Saints playing the Atlanta Falcons.
There you go.
The Falcons are going to be still probably without Hooper, who's trying to come back, but he's still doubtful. Julio Jones is still banged up with a shoulder. Freeman probably not going to play either. So Brian Hill, Matt Ryan, who's looked pedestrian. Yeah.
Disgusting.
It's not great.
So it's what? Not great. On the Falcons side of the ball, what are you starting? Anything? Julio Jones, if he plays, if he's active? Calvin Ridley?
Yeah, you start Julio Jones and Calvin Ridley.
Who do you like?
Yeah, I like Calvin Ridley probably more than Julio Jones, actually.
All right, Josh. So Marshawn Lattimore only gets up to play big receivers, like good receivers, so he's going to shadow, right? Do you like Julio better this week or Nuke better this week? Ooh.
Well, Julio is banged up.
Yes.
And Marshawn Lattimore is questionable.
But he played last week.
He did play last week, but it looks like he's not going to play this week. So, I don't know, man. I would rather have the number one receiver for the Falcons, whether Calvin Ridley or Julio Jones, versus DeAndre Hopkins against Marshawn or against Stephon Gilmore. Yeah. Gilmore's the best cornerback in the league. Best one.
Yeah, but that title comes and goes so fast. Best cornerback in the league.
Yeah, it does.
All right, let's move over.
What did Amari do last week?
He did the same as me and
Amari
you.
Amari did nothing.
Same as me
and you? Yeah, exactly. I could have went out there and caught just as many passes as Amari Cooper. And I only have one eye.
That's true.
A glass eye.
It's tough when your quarterback can't hold the ball or throw it. So,
all right, in a game the Saints should be up and leading most of the game. I know we like Michael Thomas. Probably like Drew Brees because it's indoors. He'll be throwing to Michael Thomas, right? We starting Drew Brees?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, the biggest question is, which running back is going to have the better game on the ground? Kamara will end up probably having the better fantasy game because of the PPR points. But which running back runs for more yards?
If they're a big, I like Latavius Murray to get more work on the ground. They'll save Kamara. They'll save him for the playoffs.
That's what they appear to be doing right now, yeah. I agree.
Do you see the Saints trying to hang 50 up on the Falcons after that embarrassment they had a couple weeks ago where the Falcons shut that offense down?
No.
Sean Payton is petty.
He is a very petty man. I could see them. I could literally see him saying, we will kick the ball and doing an onside kick to start the game.
Yeah, dude, like he's super petty. He's probably next to Bill Belichick, the most petty coach in the entire NFL. So, yeah, I could see them trying to hang.
They're going to try to hang some points up there. That's why I do like Drew Brees. I do like Kamara. Heck, I like Latavius Murray this week if you're having issues with your RB2. I like him over like Devin Singletary. So we talked about all the guys we like Devin Singletary over because Latavius Murray could get a touchdown and he could run for quite a few yards.
Mm.
In standard, I love Latavius Murray.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree with that.
Why don't you marry him?
I would.
He's rich, right? Do it.
Well,
it hurt. It would hurt though, boys. It would hurt a lot.
Richer than me. All
right. And Alvin Kamara, we're obviously starting Alvin Kamara. Jared Cook. We haven't talked about tight ends at all. So, is Jared Cook the best tight end we like on the Thursday slate?
Yes.
Well, I don't like anyone from Detroit and Chicago. Jason Witten and Dawson Knox. I think I'll pass on that. Yeah. Jared Cook is the best one.
And Hooper's out. If Hooper was going to play, yeah, Hooper would probably be the guy. But
it's Cook, then Witten. If Hooper were in there, it would be Hooper, Cook, Witten.
Yeah.
Easy
money. Remember, though, last year on Thanksgiving is when Amari Cooper scored 3 touchdowns for the Cowboys.
Whew.
It was his coming out party for the Cowboys. I'm just saying, keep that in your mind.
No. That's when he had.
I was trying to find Dak's stats for Thanksgiving over the years, but having trouble nailing it down.
Isn't Thanksgiving also when Zeke jumped in the Salvation Army pot?
Every year.
So Zeke's probably going to try to need a touchdown.
But Zeke doesn't get to touch the ball that much anymore. So,
he's got some money to donate to the Salvation Army this year too. So
he definitely, yeah, for sure,
he'll get in there. He'll get in the end zone.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So just to recap real quick, defenses we like for Thursday: Chicago, obviously, New Orleans, obviously. Dallas and Buffalo, if you're really hard up and somebody's really holding on, you can probably start one of them, but I don't like either one really.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Would you guys start Detroit's defense against this inept Chicago offense?
No.
Not with the quarterback that might turn it over four times. We've never even heard of the guy. Their defense might be on the field all day.
Okay.
All day, son.
All right.
Now, question, do you think Jason Garrett could fire up a brown paper bag with matches and gasoline? Do you think he could fire that up?
No. And I'm super glad he's on the hot seat, finally.
Yeah, but
it only took 10 years, but
Jason Garrett doesn't touch the defense, let's be honest. They have two coaches for the defense that call plays. Rob Marinelli and the other guy, the defensive back coach. I can't think of his name.
Doesn't matter. Rob Marinelli calls most of it. He's the mastermind.
Have you thought about going to go get that San Francisco coordinator, David Salah? He's pretty good.
No. I wish we'd never hung out to Sean Payton, but we didn't. That's what we had done, but we didn't.
They're going to go out and try to get Bill Cowher or some old coach.
They're going to try to get Lincoln Urban Riley. They're going to make Lincoln Riley a godfather offer. You watch. Guarantee it.
Just get ready. Whenever Jerry Jones' grandson is Yale's quarterback, just get ready.
Hey, he won the 5A state championship in the stadium that his grandpa built.
In Texas.
Boom.
All right, boys. So, that was a quick, nice episode. I'm going to let you go, Josh. You don't scare the screen no more to burn your eyes out. We'll be coming back to you with one more show to recap the rest of the games before Sunday. Hope you all have a great one.
Mm-hmm. Have a good Thanksgiving. Don't forget to set your lineups. Set your lineups.
Happy Thanksgiving from the Empty Wagon Fantasy Football Podcast. This is a time of year where we're thankful for all of you, the fans who support our show. Please tune in 3 times a week whenever we post our shows. They're never on time and they're never on schedule. But we love you guys. Hit us up on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Empty Wagon FF. Brad will be at Tech Jones. Eric is at GunsOfEld19, and I'm at FF Josh Hughes. If you bother me right now, I won't be able to root because I'm blind. I'm blind.
And you hear that, office ladies? It's Thanksgiving. He has one eye, and we're still doing podcasts, unlike you people that get paid for it. Ridiculous.
Dang. Bro.